May I ask what was done with the ashes / bones of the monk cremated in Thailand? I was wondering, Ajahn Chah? I think that's the only one I really talked about, wasn't it? It's actually quite interesting. Because one of the things that we, when we were organizing Ajahn Chah's cremation, saw a few of the different great forest monks and whatnot, and then thinking about it, anyway, we decided that we weren't going to distribute Ajahn Chah's bones, ashes. Well, actually, some of the ashes we distributed, but the actual bones were kept, and they were put into a large jetty, and that's a shrine that people go to. Pay respects to. A portion of those bones are inside the jetty and on display, so you can sort of see them. They're a bit high, so it's a bit difficult to see really clearly. Oftentimes what happens with some of these great teachers is that the ashes or bone will kind of transform into some kind of crystal or some kind of something quite different. It doesn't look like bone anymore. I think one of the really Ajahn Mun's are very, very clear, and then you could see the actual transition, like with the bone transforming into clear crystal, and they're on display. One of his senior disciples, Lumpu Khao, his are really interesting because they're like, they're like amethyst, like a clear purple, very beautiful. I was given one of those. Those are offered to Abhayagiri, and it's up behind the Buddha Rupa in the back. We've got to put that in the back. And Ajahn Chah, as he usually did, his are different, and his are kind of large, and almost like coral or something. So they're mostly white, but they're sort of white and brown and black, and turned into these large sort of coral formations. That's kind of interesting.